Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adopt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. Boncharge ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket, with no hidden fees, and they have easy returns and exchanges. They also have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. If you're like me, then you are absolutely ready for warmer and sunnier days, but is your skin ready? So your skin also goes through really big transitions between the seasons. So it's not just at the surface, but actually at the cellular level. But that's why it's important for me to nurture it from the inside out with products that do much more than just protect against the sun's UV rays. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code manifest at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code manifest. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support the show and tell them that we sent you. Help your skin stay younger and healthier for longer with OneSkin. Hi guys, welcome back to Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I'm your host, Tori DeSimone. And I'm joined today by my mom.
Hi.
Hi, Mom.
How are you, hon?
Good. Okay. Have you ever been on my pod?
Not officially.
Have you unofficially been?
No. I mean, I've heard you talk about things that we've talked about, but No, I've never been a guest.
Yeah. You listen every week?
Almost every week. I don't listen every week. That's wow. True. Hate to admit it.
You used to watch all my old YouTube videos?
Always.
Yeah.
Always.
What a ride we've had.
Yes.
So I was posting on, I think it was Instagram and TikTok, that you've read like an insane amount of books.
Yes, and I saw you send a screenshot of when I texted you last month.
Yeah. Yeah. So you see everything I post.
Yes, I see your posts.
And I got so many DMs. Like I haven't gotten that many DMs in a really long time. And it was all about you. And how much you read, and people want to know the secrets, and they want to know how you do it, and they want to know the tea.
Not many secrets. I'm a retired housewife. I'm a retired stay-at-home mom, so I have time.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, now that you're home again, you're taking up more of my
time.
Yeah,
now I feel like a stay-at-home daughter now that I'm home.
That's right. So, yes, I'm back to kind of cooking more for you. But besides all that, I have a lot of time. So. Yeah. I used to spend a lot of time with the TV on, like just as a companion to me during the days. And I got really bored of that. And I guess I started to get back into reading early last year. And then you bought me a Kindle for Mother's Day last year, even though I said, no, I don't need one.
Yeah, you were so against the Kindle.
Yeah, I was like, no, I've got books. I have to mop. I'm literally
My mom is like...
Holy menopause, girls.
We should have you back on to talk about menopause and what we have to look forward to.
Yeah, I'm just sweating like a fiend over here. Yeah, so you got me the Kindle for my birthday.
Sorry.
For Mother's Day.
I wish I could put the fan on, but it really would, it would mess up the lighting.
Lights. I know. So yeah, Mother's Day, you got me the Kindle. Mm-hmm. And so I started getting into that. I had Kindle Unlimited before that, and I would read on my iPad.
I just see you, like plotting.
I can't. Tori, I'm dripping sweat. Can we not do this? I'm pouring out of me.
Do you want to do it in like 5 minutes?
I need a break.
You look much better. Okay.
Oh my God.
If you guys hear a little humming in the background, it's
my fan.
It's my mom's personal fan.
Oh my God.
Okay. So we were talking about how you were resisting the Kindle.
Yes. I had Kindle Unlimited before you got me the Kindle, and I used to read on my iPad, and you kept telling me, Mom, you don't want to use your iPad. You want to use a Kindle. You can see it on the beach.
That was the biggest thing.
That was big.
You could read it outside. And I mean, with iPad, you could do this too, but you can read laying down. Like a regular book, you can't do
And I
that.
Hate to sound so prissy, but the iPad gets heavy.
It does get heavy.
Yes. So,
and there's something different about like reading on an iPad where you can just like open up your messages app or your email app or like.
It's easily distracting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I will say, when I got that little setup that you got me for Christmas for the walking pad.
I got her a stand and a remote for her Kindle.
Right. I still use the iPad on that because it's bigger. Because my eyes are old and I need the bigger. It's easier to see. So I use the iPad there, but I'll use my Kindle all the other times. But anyway.
I love that you're on the podcast with me. I just keep smiling because I'm just so happy.
Oh, well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Okay, so you kind of jumped ahead of me a little bit. Talking about like how you could read so much. So let's first start with how many books. So today is March 14th. Mm-hmm. How many books have you read to date in 2024?
I have to look. Can I look?
Yeah, go look.
I know I've read.
And she was thrown off a little bit because we were on vacation last week. So she hasn't been on her normal cadence for the month of March. Is that right?
I've read 71 books.
What?
I've read 13 in March. Today's the 14th.
So you weren't thrown off your cadence.
I lost a day.
What? I lost a day. I thought you were going to be like in the 60s.
No, 71. Although I feel like I'm using two apps. I'm using Goodreads and
that Bookmori. Which do you like more? Goodreads has a lot of work to do.
Goodreads does have a lot of work to do. I like Bookmori in the sense that it has this silly little monthly calendar and it shows you. Yes, I like the visual of that. So I use them both and I record them in both. But here it's telling, 71, that is right. I thought I maybe have missed one, but yeah, 71.
Wow. Okay, so so much to dive into with reading 71 books in
like 70
days.
3 days. Yeah.
Okay, so I guess let's start with how do you have the time to read 71 books?
I have a lot of time. I really do have a lot of time. I work with your businesses. I work with your father's business.
Which is also your husband.
My husband, yes. Daddy, whatever. I work with his business. But over, you know, doing, especially with his business, doing that for 20 plus years now, I've gotten pretty efficient at what I need to do for him. Plus, it's definitely decreased. Things have changed. It used to be we needed letterhead and office supplies. We don't need that stuff anymore. You know, everything's digital. So definitely things have pared down. So I've been able to streamline the work that I do for him pretty simply. Now we are getting into tax season, so I have to do the tax stuff for all of the businesses. That's going to take a lot of time. I'm going to lose some.
Some precious reading days.
I'm going to lose some reading days there. But anyway, I have time.
You have time. And I can attest to this. This woman has time. Every time I go downstairs, she's on the couch reading a book. Mm-hmm. And she only gets up when I ask if
For
I
something.
Can have lunch.
I know. That's so true.
And now you have little Frankie, who's the best little reading companion. I remember when you got Frankie. Frankie is he 8 months now?
9 months.
Oh, he's our little Shih Tzu and he's just the light of our life. I wish he was in this podcast with us, but he pees every time he comes up here.
Yeah.
He peed 3 times the other day up here.
I heard.
3 times.
I know.
I don't even know how his bladder could hold 3 pees. They were 3 full pees.
Oh.
In a span of like 10 minutes.
Definitely needed to go out before he came up.
He did. Dad just let him out.
Doesn't mean he peed.
True.
Anyway.
Anyway, I remember right before you got Frankie, you were reading obviously a ton and you were like, I don't think I'm going to be able to read with this new puppy. And that hasn't been an issue.
No, hasn't been a
problem. Because Ringo is old and he just lets you read.
Right. He just loves to lay down with his head in your lap while you're reading a book.
And now Frankie does too.
Yeah. He's grown up.
You have the life.
Very well.
You just read.
I kind of do.
And you just have dogs laying by you.
I kind of do. It's pretty good.
It's a good life.
It is. I'm not complaining. I mean, I do get bored. And, well, I will say, you and I have talked about boredom.
Oh, my God. You guys. My mom and I want to have a podcast called, what were we going to call it?
I'm Bored. Or you're, no, I don't even remember.
It was a boring title.
It was the boring podcast.
And we were going to talk about just being bored.
Right. Yeah. During free time, we're so used to scheduling every last minute.
Yeah.
And as a stay-at-home mom, when you guys were home on weekends or vacations or summer, it was everything had to be scheduled. Mm-hmm. And I'm a Gen X kid through and through, meaning you left the house at 9 a.m. on a weekend or every day in the summer, and you didn't come back until you got hungry. Mm. And that was it. Or you just find food wherever you were at whoever's house. We were very feral children. So
now we couldn't be more homebodies.
Right. It was weird for me to have to schedule play dates for you and things like that. It's like, just go find something to do. It was just a very different way of bringing up kids. So going from being very independent to then having to schedule things for kids, and then all of a sudden having no kids at home anymore, all of a sudden I was like, I don't know what to do. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know what to do with myself. Now, it's been 8 years since you've been out of school. And during those 8 years, yes, I did stuff. And yes, you know, we traveled a lot and we did a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. But the point is, yes, I had time and things got boring.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and you got bored of watching SVU.
Yeah, it wasn't even SVU. It was regular Law and Order.
Oh, just so my you bad.
Started out with SVU and then I was like, no, I don't like this anymore. So I went to regular Law and Order and that was always on.
Always.
It was always on. So much so that Daddy even said he hates that dun dun.
Yeah. It's like quintessential mom.
Yeah. Yeah. Very much. And then when I would read, I did notice that every time I would read a book, like, I binge it. I don't read it over the course of a week mm-hmm. or whatever. No, I can't stop reading it.
Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adopt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. From blue light glasses to red light therapy to EMF management and circadian-friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly and with maximum impact. My favorite products from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I love the sauna, but the big issue is I don't have one at home because they are so expensive. So I would always have to go to the gym to sauna, which isn't an issue, but I do like to sauna at the end of the day. And honestly, at the end of the day, I don't like to leave my house. And by the time I get out of the sauna, I just want to like crawl into bed because I'm so tired and relaxed and like stress-free from the sauna. So that's where Boncharge sauna blanket really came in and just solved this issue for me. I'm able to sauna now at home at a really affordable cost and get all the same benefits that I would get in a traditional sauna. And I can also stay in it for like 30 to 40 minutes because my head is out of the sauna. So I'm able to stay in a lot longer. It's really easy to clean. It heats up really quickly. And it's just perfect. I am obsessed. Boncharge ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket with no hidden fees, and they have easy returns and exchanges. They also have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. If you're like me, then you are absolutely ready for warmer and sunnier days, but is your skin ready? So your skin also goes through really big transitions between the seasons. So it's not just at the surface, but actually at the cellular level. But that's why it's important for me to nurture it from the inside out with products that do much more than just protect against the sun's UV rays. OneSkin's products are powered by their scientifically proven peptide called OS1. This peptide reduces the accumulation of damaged aging cells, the cells that make your skin less resilient and more prone to lines and wrinkles. So instead of masking these issues, OneSkin actually addresses them at the cellular level, boosting your skin's natural barrier to lock in moisture and help protect against the elements. They have a full line of face and body products, including the OS01 Shield, an SPF that prevents UV-induced aging and repairs cellular aging all at once. For a limited time, listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code MANIFEST when you check out at oneskin.co. So no matter the season, keep your skin looking and feeling healthy with OneSkin. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code MANIFEST at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code MANIFEST. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support the show and tell them that we sent you. Help your skin stay younger and healthier for longer with OneSkin. And I think maybe that's where I struggle because, like, do you like long chapters or short chapters? Or do you
Makes no difference.
Okay, because whenever there's a lot of short chapters, every time there's a new chapter, I have to decide if I'm going to keep reading or not.
Okay.
So it makes it harder for me to continue reading rather than if it was, like, a long chapter.
Okay.
Then, like, I can get a good amount of the book done. But short chapters are also enticing because you feel like you're making quick progress. But I also think that my attention span is just horrendous.
Oh, you think?
Yeah. Like, I can sit down and, like, do deep work. But when it comes to, like, that's why I like reality TV. Because it's, like, quick. It's mindless. It's stupid. So it holds my attention.
Okay.
But sometimes with reading, I find that, like, I don't have the... Like, you sit down and you can read an entire book in one sitting.
Yes.
You're also a fast reader.
I am pretty fast.
I'm not a fast reader and I don't have the best attention span.
Now, this, I don't know the answer to this. Maybe you do. On Kindle, sometimes it'll say, you know, 5 hours until the end of the book. Is that based on your reading speed?
Yeah.
Oh, so it picks up how quickly you read.
Yeah.
Because I've noticed that they've gotten shorter.
Yeah, because you're a fast reader.
Okay, so it's picking up that I read pretty quickly.
Yeah, like when I downloaded Iron Flame, it was like 24 hours.
Yeah. I still haven't finished that one.
And for you, it's probably, oh, you DNF'd.
I did. Yeah, I'm 40% in thereabouts, and I just, it lost me.
Yeah.
I need to go back and finish that. There have only been 5 or 6 books in the last 6 months that I haven't finished.
Have they been all fantasy?
No. A variety of them. There's this one author that okay, you know I love Kristen Hannah.
Yeah.
As an author. And at the bottom of the Kindle, when I was buying her latest book, The Women, which I haven't read yet. It's on my list. You know, other authors came up as suggestions. And this one was Elizabeth Berg. And a couple of her books came up. And I was like, well, if they say it's like Chris, I'm going to get a couple. None of them were on Kindle Unlimited. But I bought 2 books, I think. And I read one of them. And I was like, this is just not good.
Not it.
No, it was not it. It was about a high school reunion, 40th high school reunion sort of thing. I thought it would resonate with me because that's kind of where I am in life.
Yeah.
But no.
And you kind of like reading like younger, not to make you sound weird, but you do like reading younger characters.
I do like reading younger. I do enjoy, I don't want to say young adult fiction or whatever.
Yeah, but what kind of books do you like to read? Let's get into what the people want to know.
Let's see. I would have to say that most of what I've been reading, aside from the Kristen Hannahs, which is like historical fiction, I do like forensic science, murder, mystery, that sort of thing. So I have a fair amount of that.
Yeah, growing up, you always read the A is for whatever.
Yeah, Sue Grafton, that whole series. A is for alibi, B is for burglar. If you haven't read Sue Grafton, read those. They're great little quick mystery reads.
I can literally
reads.
See them in the bookshelf in old room at the old house.
She died before she reached the letter Z.
Oh, that's so sad.
Her last one was Y.
Oh, that's so sad.
I know, but I've read all of those. So they were all very good. But that was murder mystery, thrillers, detective stuff, legal stuff like John Grisham. That's always been my wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. And then I have to say it was last summer after I got the Kindle when I really started using Kindle Unlimited on the Kindle. And it was very handy being able to shop directly off the Kindle instead of... because you can't shop through the Amazon app. You can do Kindle Unlimited, but you can't download Kindle content from the app. You have to log on to a browser.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So that's weird. Kindle Unlimited, yes, but Kindle, no. But you can do all of it from the Kindle. So anyway, that kind of got me into more...
Kindle rocks.
Yeah. Yeah. Another reason. And I think last summer, through Kindle Unlimited, I came up with a couple... Colleen Hoover's and a couple Lucy Score books, the Knock 'Em Out books by Lucy Score.
Oh yeah, did you like those?
I'm gonna be sound like a total prude here. I was very surprised at the first one. I was like, holy, it's a little more graphic than I was thinking. Mm-hmm. Not that it's super graphic, but I was like,
not like pucking around.
Oh my god, that is a little over the top. So yeah, I've been
down
that.
My mom reads the spicy books.
I've been down that rabbit hole now, you know what I mean? But after reading a couple of those, I was like, I'm not so sure about this. And even a couple Colleen Hoover ones, I was like,
yeah, okay. I don't like Colleen Hoover. But I did like Verity, though.
I know, you liked Verity.
You haven't read that. Oh, you did?
I did.
Oh.
Honestly, it didn't resonate with me the way you did.
Well, I thought you wouldn't like it because of, like...
It was weird.
The mom, like... I don't want to give a spoiler, but like what the mom did with her kids, I thought you wouldn't like that.
No, and I didn't. I didn't like that character. It was odd.
Yeah.
So I didn't love that. And but still, at the end of it, I was like, who did what?
Yeah,
like,
I still don't know.
No, I still had no perception of what actually happened.
Yeah, same.
Another one that you and I had talked about was The Silent Patient.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel like I read that so long ago. I barely remember
it. Yeah, and it was. That was like 2 or 3 years ago you read that. And I finally just read it this year.
Oh, this year?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But I did like it. And then Grandma just read it out in California.
Did she like
it? She did.
Wow.
And she read it in like almost a whole sitting.
Wow. Go Grandma.
Yeah. So anyway.
So you like thrillers. You like... spicy romance.
Yeah. And then I got down the hole of, yeah, the Lucy Scores and the Rebecca Yarros. And I did Fourth Wing and started on Iron Flame. Didn't go that. Went through all of Rebecca Yarros' other books, that sort of thing. Some of them were very cute.
Yeah.
Some of them were okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's same, but I find that with just about everyone. So yeah, I guess I
love Kristen Hanna.
I do love Kristen Hanna. I have yet to find one of hers that I really didn't like.
And that we don't cry at.
Yeah, we cry at all of them.
All of them. Like, no one understands it. Like, Dad will see us crying and he's like,
what are you doing? You
guys like this? It's like, we actually do, believe it or not. Yeah. It's a good cry.
And I have to say, most recently, the book that wrecked me was Exodus.
Oh, yeah, which is the
Ravenwood
series, which I just downloaded before we left California. But yeah. I've really been off my reading game, so I haven't read it yet.
Flock, Exodus, and then The Finish Line. Loved them. The Finish Line, I thought, started out really slow, and I was like, do I really need to do this? But man, did she wrap it up. Like, it was good.
So let's get into some book recs.
Okay, there.
So let's start with, if you're new to reading and wanting to get into reading, what would you recommend?
Well, I guess it so depends on what you like.
It does depend, but like...
In terms of good characters, I need to look at my phone.
I'm going to recommend anything by Freida McFadden because she's fast and she's like gripping.
Yes.
And a lot of people that haven't read in a while will fly through her books in like a day or two.
Yeah,
I agree. And she has... You definitely need to have suspended belief with her books, but they're fast.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that. In the L. Kennedy. Okay, first I fell down the whole hockey.
Oh yeah, romance. The hockey romance is a great world.
Oh my God, there's so
it's
many
a good world. Yeah,
I mean, pucking around is a category of its own.
Yeah, I couldn't
finish
it.
I'm not sure many people would really want to be in.
Yeah,
but I need my glasses for this. L. Kennedy has a whole series of. Hockey romance books that are super cute. They're college age kids. It's college romance, but they're freaking adorable.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like, you want it to be cute. Like, you don't want it to be like gross where it's like, ew.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I felt with Pucking Around. I was like, this is really gross.
It's too much. Yeah. And interestingly enough, like, those were adults.
Adults, yeah.
Whereas you'd think that you'd get the gross stuff with the kids or whatever, but I don't know. But no,
I don't know.
The younger ones were cuter.
Yeah, cute.
More romantic
as
opposed to just smut.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, so, cute. Like, Icebreaker was like so cute.
Yes. Icebreaker was cute. No, wait. I didn't finish that one yet.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I'm still reading it. I was thinking of Mr. Fixer Upper. I just finished that one.
Oh, my God. That's a title.
Mr. Fixer Upper. And it was cute. It was like
I can picture it.
It was about...
Do you even need to tell me the plot? Is he a guy that fixes things?
Well, yeah. It's a reality TV show. Like, where they redo your home.
Oh, my
God.
And
he's the contractor on it. He's like the Ty Pennington guy.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
Mr. Fixer Upper.
That's funny.
It was very cute. But again, cute. Like,
yeah, cute.
So, yeah, some of these romances I like are cute, but they have some spice in it, but it's cute.
It's cute.
It's more wholesome than
sex. Yeah, you leave like
sex. Yeah.
With a full heart.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, oh, those are characters I really enjoyed.
Yeah, they're cute.
Yeah.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow every step of the way. So whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever it is that you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify also helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And you can also sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, which is your AI-powered all-star. I love Shopify, and it's also really cool to see that my favorite brands that I frequently shop from also use Shopify. It really just shows like how reliable of a source and site Shopify is. It really can scale your business whether you're only selling a few products or you're selling massive amounts of products. It really is such an amazing site, and I would recommend it to anyone. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. They're actually the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/manifest, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/manifest now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't actually to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, then you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to the Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things that I love about Indeed is how it makes hiring really easy. I tend to find that I need different positions hired, like a marketing manager or someone for community, and I've been able to put exactly what I need on Indeed and get the exact candidates that I need right away, and from then I can make the best decision for me. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another one that I really liked was Say You Swear.
Oh, yeah. You said that to Maddie and I when you were drunk one night.
Yes, I'm sure I did. Now, I have to say, too, I did not like the way that it started. I started it once or twice and I was like, I'm not ready for it. Mm-hmm. And it starts out with five young kids who just graduated high school and their parents give them a beach house.
What?
Yeah. Like in Malibu. And they're down there like living it up and bringing in cases of beer and whatever. And I'm like, okay, this is so far-fetched. I mean,
have so much suspended belief.
Correct. I mean, I'm sure it exists in the world.
Right.
But I was like,
It's so far out of our realm.
But once you get beyond that and they end up going to college and, you know, this character meets a new person and da-da-da-da-da, like then it becomes really cute. But the way it started, I was like, I'm not resonating with this at all.
Yeah.
But I ended up loving the main character.
Yeah.
The male character, Noah. He was just phenomenal. So anyway.
Okay. Good Rex.
Yeah, that was good.
And then, so what other Rex would you recommend, Justin, of some favorite books that you have read?
Yeah, definitely the Sue Grafton, the A is for Alibi, her whole mystery alphabet series, whatever, was just very cute. Now, I have to say, too, there's a personal touch to that in that she grew up in Santa Barbara, California.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, which is cool. Where my mom grew up. And
we were there last week.
And we were just there last week, yeah. And she calls the book, all of her stories take place in a little town in California. She calls Santa Teresa, but it's Santa Barbara.
Oh, how cool.
So there's a little hometown connection for me with that. Yeah. So I was like, oh, okay, this is cute.
Yeah.
So that is what got me into it. But I really liked them. Quick little reads. John Grisham. I love all the legal stuff with John Grisham. I think I've read all of those. All of these sound so superficial. Like, I should be saying I'm...
No, they don't.
I don't know. There was an... If you're really into historical fiction...
You like fiction books. Like, you're not going to...
Yeah. There's one, a historical fiction called Pillars of the Earth by Ken Follett. It's a huge book. This was way before Kindle days. It was a giant book, maybe 800 pages. Fantastic book. But it's an endeavor. Mm. It's an endeavor. And it goes through, like, medieval times and like crazy stuff, but it was really well done. So that's another one if you're looking for that sort of thing. But I prefer, even in terms of what TV I watch, I like something that is an escape.
Yeah.
So that's why I tend to lean towards stuff that's happy. And
yeah,
if I'm gonna pick a movie, I'm picking a rom-com,
something we've already seen.
Yeah, something I've already seen,
that's comfortable,
something not too surprising,
right?
So that's my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
So I don't have any earth-shattering recommendations, any great literature to recommend.
No, you don't need to have great literature. Just like some books that you like that. And I guess that's another thing is, how do you find all of these books that you read?
TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah, TikTok.
Don't you think my mom should start a TikTok? No. A book talk?
No. Well, book talk has taken a turn for the dark,
well,
I think.
I think you should start a blog, too.
I could do that.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
One thing actually I was looking for, and I don't know if any of your readers have any suggestions. I was looking for a journal.
Oh my God, I can see it now. Hmm. You writing, hey readers.
Yeah, a journal type thing that I can do on my Mac. I don't want to write on my iPad.
Yeah.
Like I don't want to handwrite. I want to type. But I would love a journalish type thing, a book journal where I can make my own notes about the books that I've read and be like, main characters were this.
Well, you're talking to me. You know I'm going to make this now for you.
Thank you. Okay, but I want it on my Mac. I want to be able to...
Yeah, I can make it for you so that you have it on your Mac.
Okay, I want a book journal.
Okay, I'll make one for you.
Yes.
Just tell me what you want in it.
Oh my God, we're going to do it right. Yes, because I do want that.
Yeah, I'll make one.
Yeah.
And we can sell it on Etsy.
Uh-huh. I started to keep track of books on day one. I use the day one daily journal, which sometimes I'm not very good at it, but I did make a journal for books. And where I can type stuff in. But I got out of the habit of doing that too. I'm not sure I would stay in the habit of doing I would like to do it.
Yeah, I like a little book journal so that when we do talk about books that we've read, I can go back and be like, oh yeah, these are the characters.
Yeah.
And then you remember it.
Right. Because as of now, I can look at this and see what books I read. And I'm like, I need to look at the summary and see who it was and what it was. Because I've read so many. They do get a little
jumbled
up.
Yeah.
Just this morning, I finished a really cute one, part of the Blackbird series. It was the fourth one in the Blackbird series. I didn't read any of the other three yet, but it was really very cute. And I was like, okay, I'm going to read the other three now.
Yeah.
Because I was like, yeah, I could totally do that.
So you have Kindle Unlimited?
Yes.
Would you say like 95% of your books come from Kindle Unlimited?
Yes. Yes, definitely from Kindle Unlimited. So you're already...
So what's that, 10.59 a month or something?
10.59 a month, yes. And I would say Kindle is losing money on me 100%. Desperately with that.
100%.
Because no, honestly, excuse me. I did just read somewhere. If you use it a certain amount, the author still gets paid for every download, which is great.
That's awesome.
But but Amazon loses money on
Jeff
it.
Jeff is fine.
Oh, I'm not at all worried about Amazon losing money on me.
He's fine.
I feel good about that. I'm doing my part to support these authors, but the fact that it's Kindle Unlimited, you're automatically limited to what books they put on it. You know what I mean? Not every book is on there. Kristen Hanna, for example, she only has one or two titles on Unlimited.
I have to buy
the rest. Yes.
Hers are always worth it, though.
Correct.
That's the thing, though. We can't share on Kindle.
Yes, I don't like that.
We tried to look into that.
There is a family thing, but that means we have to share an account.
Account, yeah.
That means you're buying stuff on my card, and sorry, no, I'm drawing the line.
And we use Stride or Amazon for Stride stuff, so it just doesn't make sense for us to have
account.
A shared account.
No, it doesn't make sense. I mean, I guess you could, well, whatever. We'll have to figure that out. But yeah, it's disappointing. If I'm buying a book on my Kindle, I should be able to send you a copy of it for free.
Like a physical book.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I really think they need to work on that somehow.
Well, it is nice that Kindle books are cheaper than hard copy books to begin with.
Yes.
Like if like a $20 paperback book is like $7 on Kindle.
Yes. Now, Kristen Hanna's are usually in the $15, $16 range. Yeah. Remembered another book series that I enjoyed.
Okay.
This author, her name is Dorothea Benton Frank.
Wow.
And she writes tales about people that grew up in the outer islands of South Carolina.
Oh, you
like
love
that
scenery. Like
the coastal series. Yeah. And they're just really cute little reads, too. Those are not, I wouldn't say they're young people, but it's people who are getting a second chance in life for whatever, you know, so-and-so moved off the island, lived in New York, got a divorce, came home.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. So it's kind of second chance stories, which is a cute trope. I kind of like that also.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I mean, doesn't come into my life at
happily
all.
Happily married.
Yeah, right. That doesn't matter. But it's kind of fun to read that about other people. So
yeah. Well, anyway, the college romance also doesn't apply to your life, but it's fun to read about.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
That's the thing with books. You're allowed to just escape. Let your mind wander. Yeah.
Escape. Yeah. And it really is. It's fun to read those. It's
really
fun.
You don't listen to audiobooks, do you?
I do.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Do you count that toward your...
I do count that.
Okay.
It's still time spent reading, listening to characters, hearing their stories. So
if you're reading a book at home and then let's say you're like driving somewhere, do you pick up where you left off?
No, it's not. You have
separate books.
It's different books.
Okay.
Yeah. And I will say, when I started getting back into Audible, one of the ones that popped up was Pucking Around.
Oh, God.
Well, I started listening to it before I read it.
Oh.
That was a huge mistake.
This is like...
Huge mistake.
A Pucking Around smear campaign podcast at this point.
Now, I did actually read it, and I did actually finish it. And I did actually...
That's amazing that you could get through it.
Yeah,
I couldn't get through the first like hookup scene.
Listening to it? No, that was bad. And also, here's the other thing that I have a problem with audiobooks. Not that there's anything wrong with them. I think they're great. I like listening to them when I'm at the gym. Just on the flight home the other day, I listened to an audiobook instead of music. Almost the whole time because I was in a middle seat. I didn't want to have my book open with people looking over my shoulders.
No. Totally.
With some of the books, it's I don't want anyone to see these words.
No one look, please.
And I can't tell you.
So you're just listening to it.
But I can't tell you how many times I checked to make sure my Bluetooth was on. So I was like, oh my God, if anyone's hearing this out of my phone, I'm going to die. But anyway. So yeah, I listened to an audiobook the whole way home from California. One book took me both flights and I listened to the whole book. It was done.
That's amazing.
So that was my day.
I think the problem I have with audiobooks is if I don't like the voice of who is reading the book, it ruins the book.
Yes, I would agree.
And do you turn up the speed?
No.
Oh, I do.
Oh, I didn't know I could
like
do that.
1.5.
Oh, that's much better because, sometimes I felt it was dragging.
Slow. Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
come on.
Let's pick up the pace. That also goes back to my horrible attention span, though.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
And yes, in audiobooks, I do the same thing where I create my own voices in my head and I hear them. And especially when the author's describing, you know, he paused or he chuckled or this or that. Like, I have my own thing of how that sounds, whether it's snarky chuckle or whether it's a laugh, like a happy chuckle.
Right.
You know, based on the context. And I disagree sometimes with
how they interpret it. Right. Yeah. Do you, when you visualize, like, houses, for example, I always have like maybe 5 or 6 houses that I always go back to and I just rearrange them a little bit.
Really? Mm-hmm. No, mine are all very different.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm. Like one is Grandma and Grandpa's old house across from Valley Forge.
Really?
Yeah. That one, the Nightingale took place there in my head. That was the main character's home.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Yeah. What else? Lisa Jewell's. The one where like she had, then she was gone. That one took place there.
That's so weird. Mm-hmm. No, I've never used like a house that I've been in as perspective. Like I'm picturing The Great Alone right now, trying to create the scenery
for
that. Yeah,
what was The Great Alone? That one almost looked like their cabin almost looked like a tiny house to me.
Okay.
No, like, that's how I pictured it, especially because she had like the loft.
Right. Yeah, no, I have a very, I could draw it out. I could design the cabin for you.
Same.
And same with Matthew's house.
Yeah. Oh, Matthew's house.
And her parents' house too in Washington or where, when she went back home.
Yeah, like, that one I could picture their house. It kind of looked like our Sugarberry house, but it was.
Oh, yeah. No, not me.
It was our next door neighbor's front door.
So funny. Mm-hmm. So no, I don't use. My brain doesn't go to places that I've already been.
Yeah.
Like I picked new things. Interesting.
That is interesting. Okay. I have some more questions for you.
Okay.
That we should get to.
Okay.
You're a natural on a podcast, may I just say.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay. If someone wants to get into reading, what tips do you have? Like, do you have a reading routine that you recommend? Reading in the morning, before bed, in place of scrolling? What do you recommend?
All of the above. I mean, I definitely read in the morning. I used to wake up in the morning, and I still have a couple of games that I play. I do Connections and I do the Wordle, and, you know, I do a couple of Sudoku, and I have these daily games that I play. But then I would just lay there and scroll. Mm. And now I read, and I pick up my Kindle and I read. And if, I've now recently gotten in the habit of saying, I'm going to stop the book here, 'cause I know I'll read in the morning, and I don't want the pressure of trying to pick a new book in the morning.
Yeah.
Because I do about a book a day. So yeah. Sometimes I'll leave it till the morning and then start another one. Like I did that today. I probably had 25% left in a book, and I read it this morning in an hour and a half, laying in bed, and then got up, took the dogs for a walk, and here I am
talking about books instead of reading.
That's right. Yeah.
So I'm slowing down your pace today.
A little bit. That's okay. And I'm going out tonight, so.
Oh, you are?
I might not have another book today.
And you're taking Ringo soon.
Oh, yes. I have to take him to the vet.
Oh, poor Ringo.
He'll be okay. Let's hope.
Let's hope. He's just old with old skin. Anyway, okay, so you recommend to read in the morning.
Yeah, I like reading in the morning. I know they say blue light at night is bad for you or whatever. I guess.
You put on dark mode, right?
Yeah, I put it on dark mode. And oftentimes I'm still reading when he goes to bed. And lights are off, and I'm just there reading. This morning, I actually woke up with my Kindle next to my pillow. I must have fallen asleep.
That's fun.
With it, still reading last night. So, yeah, I do like reading before bed. But if you have, you're probably better at that than me, because I can't put the book down. Like, I just want to keep going. I just, there's maybe it's a sense of accomplishment or something that I need to be able to check
finishing
something
off.
Oh, yeah,
the book is the ultimate sense of accomplishment. Yes. Like, you are better than the person next to you when you finish a book.
Yeah, I feel like I did something.
Yeah.
And granted, at this stage in my life,
it does feel good.
That's probably why I'm doing it so much, because I'm like, I feel like I'm doing something again, which there are a lot of days where I was like, I don't do anything.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but it gives you
I have
purpose.
A lot of time. So, yes, it does feel good to finish a book. And maybe that's why I'm having trouble
stopping
finishing a book. It was funny. I said one of my New Year's resolutions, I think I told you, was to read a book a week in 2024.
Yeah.
And then very quickly after I had read like 7 books in 10 days in January, I was like, maybe I should revise my goal. So I put it up to 100. And then in February, I put it up to 250.
Oh, my God.
Oh, but I'm way beyond that. I mean,
how many do you think you're going to do this year?
I don't know. I could probably do a book a day by the time the year's done.
So 360?
366 today.
366
I mean, this year.
Wow.
Yeah, I probably could get there.
For the record, I do know that there's 365. I was just giving her a few floater days.
Well, if I'm going to go for a book a day, I should go for a book a day, right?
On average, yeah.
Yes, on average, of course. Wow. I have a few blank days on my calendar. But then there was one day, I think I read 4. Now, don't get... Oh. No, calm down. They were tiny little, like an hour and a half long each, little novels that all tied in together. They were very cute, but I was like, this is just...
Racking up my
numbers.
Like,
4 books! Cha-ching!
You don't read like memoirs or anything, right?
I haven't. Do you have any if anyone has recommendations for me, let me know.
Oh, yeah. Drop them in the comments.
Yes. I would love to know what people like. I'm not against it.
I've been a memoir. I read like Andy Cohen's like Daddy Diaries, but that's just because he talks about like reality TV stars and stuff.
I remember I used to. Yes, I have read them in the past, but it hasn't been my go-to.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Grandpa always wanted me to read like real history.
Yeah.
Stuff like this book about Thomas Jefferson or this book about.
Yeah,
whoever
he would
else.
Hate what you're reading.
Oh my God, yeah. He would not count this as reading.
No.
I mean, he gave me a subscription to the New Yorker for my birthday one year because it was just, you know, he likes the articles.
And they ended up by the toilet in your master bathroom and correct. We would just look at the cartoons.
Correct. That's what the New Yorker's for.
Oh my God. I just realized that we don't have magazines by the toilet anymore because we all just bring our phones in.
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
Mm-hmm. I know, it's weird, right?
Yeah, it is weird. Oh my God, that brought back such like an unlocked memory, having
the
New Yorker in the bathroom.
And Philadelphia Magazine.
Yeah, and I would always remember seeing the same one until a new issue came the next month. And it's like, oh, the same cartoons again. Maybe I'll see something different this time.
But you never read an article?
No, never. I just looked at the cartoons.
I did read some very good articles in the New Yorker, I do have to admit.
Is it still around?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And the authors are great. It's very good. But... yeah, he read it cover to cover all the time. And I think he thought I should too. I didn't all the time. But I did read some really good
ones. Also wrote an autobiography.
Who did? He did?
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did. Okay, let's see. How many books do you like to read? How do you find so many books? Book recs for newbies, book recs in general. How do you read so many? I think we covered all of these I want to talk about. So let's go into the reader questions. Is there anything you want to say before reader questions?
No.
Okay. All right. Let's see what we got here, Mom. Do you read one book at a time or do you rotate between a few to keep it spicy?
I typically read one at a time. Like I still have Iron Flame going for the last 3 months, but it isn't. I'm not current with it. So no, I'll pick up a book and I either finish it or I ditch it. And like I said, I haven't ditched too many, but I have ditched a few. So
yeah.
I like to focus on the characters and the story of one book at a time.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Also, do you like clean out your Kindle? With Unlimited, you have to give the books back, right?
Yes.
But the books that you buy, do you ever delete them?
I've deleted a couple of them that I was like, yeah, that's a 3-star book. I don't need to read it again. Yeah, I'll get rid of it. Or I'll archive it, rather.
Oh, you can archive.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the thing. I hate when my Kindle library is cluttered. Like, yes. I wish I could organize it.
Well, you can. You can put them in collections.
Oh.
I mean, they still show up on your library, but you can say 5-star reads, that's that collection. Or 4, yeah. You know what I mean? Ones I want to read again over here. And I have to say, there have been a couple Unlimited books that I have read and read. And I don't want to return.
Like you want to keep them?
Yes, I hoard them. And a couple of them, I actually did return them, and then I bought the book
like
to
what?
Keep. The Ravenhood books.
Oh.
I'm absolutely going to reread those. I finished the third book, I was like, I need to start again because there's a lot that I might have missed, and I really want to read it again. Not yet. I'll wait a while.
Yeah.
But I definitely want to do that again.
Okay, good to know. Yeah, I would love if Kindle could, like, I don't know, not feel like a prehistoric piece of technology.
Yes.
And was maybe a bit more with it.
The other thing I wish is, and maybe I'm missing it, is when you'd go into Kindle Unlimited and you see a title, I wish it would tell me, you already rented this.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? Like, just don't show me everything that Unlimited has.
Yeah.
If I've already borrowed it. Don't show it to me again.
You also have really good author retention. I never remember the names of authors, but you can like list them. You don't remember the names of book titles, but you remember
True.
The author.
Yeah.
That's a good quality. Best books you've read so far in 2024? The Ravenwood
series. Hold on. Let me look.
She's going to look.
Let me look. The one I finished today, I really did like. Let me find it. That was called... All Your Life by Lily Foster. I did like that one. I read one last week called Saving Noah. Definitely not my normal content. That was by Lucinda Berry. Odd topic, but a wonderful mother story. But gut wrenching.
Oh.
Wow. That one was also very good. So let's see. That was 2024. Oh, also in 2024, I read Meghan Quinn has another series of the hockey romance ones based on a fictional hockey team that the Vancouver Agitators or something like that. God. Really cute romance books. I think there's four out now and a fifth is coming on this one other character that has been in all the books so far, but he's due for his story needs to come up. So I think she's working on that one. So those were very cute that I would recommend. That was Meghan Quinn.
Do you like Ellen Hildebrand?
I do. I don't have any. I don't think she's in Unlimited. Yeah. So I don't have any. But yes, I've always liked her books, too.
And you like Jodi Picoult?
Yeah, Picoult.
Picoult.
That was the Lovely Bones.
Yeah. I don't know. She did. She's done a lot.
I know. I'm drawing a total blank.
Well, the one I always think of is the school shooter one. 17 minutes, I think. Or 19 minutes.
Oh, I didn't read that.
Kind of tough to read.
Yeah. I do like that storyline. I mean, I do like that type of book. And a lot of those are gut-wrenching. That's mm-hmm. kind of what this Saving Noah felt like.
Yeah.
And I think, based on what I've read and heard on Book Talk about Lucinda Berry, that's a lot of kind of how she writes.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to reading more of her stuff. Kristen Hanna, obviously. Oh, Archer's Voice.
Oh, yeah. I love that book.
I did really enjoy that. Mia Sheridan. There was a follow-up book to that, and that didn't feel like it was a follow-up at all.
Mm.
No, just stick with Archer's Voice. But it was well done. There was a weird book called Does It Hurt? I thought that was really odd.
But did you like it?
I don't know.
Okay.
It was unsure. Yeah, I'm unsure.
Okay.
I don't know. The L. Kennedy ones, those hockey ones, those were very cute. January. Silent Patient. More Kristen Hanna. Oh, that was Pucking Around. That took a couple days in January. That's a big book. A lot of Rebecca Yarros. So, yeah, no, but nothing like crazy in January. I liked things that I've been reading more recently.
Yeah.
Better.
Yeah. You read Harry Potter, right?
All the Harry Potters. I did enjoy those. I didn't read. How many were there? 5? 7?
No, I think there's. Well, how many movies are there? 9? There's
9 movies. Oh my gosh, are there that many?
I think there's 8 books.
Okay. Then, no, I only read through the 5th book. And again, I guess I just started to get lost. I was like, what else are we going to talk about?
When the plot gets so
convoluted. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But I absolutely loved the first 3 or 4 of those books. Mm-hmm. The 5th one was a chore for me.
Mm.
And then I just lost it.
Yeah.
But yes, I really enjoyed those. But that I read them when they first came out. And you guys were definitely younger. And, you know, those were big commitments.
Yeah.
Too. And I remember I was the same way then, too. Like, I didn't want to, when I got into a book, I didn't want to stop reading it. So having 2 kids at home, it was like, I have stuff I need to do. I can't just sit here and read the book. So it took me a lot longer, but it was definitely I remember there were days on the weekends where Daddy would take you to softball or something, and I'd be like, I'm just going to sit here and read.
Yeah,
like,
I gotta remember finish you this reading book. The Harry Potter series.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely remember that. And then Maddie liked him, too.
Yeah.
How does she still savor them while reading them so quickly? I feel like some people read for the hustle culture.
Oh, no, it's not hustle culture. I really enjoy the escape of it. I'm not just reading so that I can say I checked them off. I know it sounds that way because I'm reading so many. It's not a brag. It's just like, I can't believe I'm proud of myself that I'm not sitting in front of the TV.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or scrolling mindlessly.
Yes. Yeah. I haven't had the TV on forever. And even at night, Daddy and I used to struggle. Like, what do you want to watch? I'm like, oh my God, I can't stand this question. Every day it's, what do you want to watch?
I don't know what I want to watch. I don't watch anything.
Haven't thought about it this entire year. I mean, he'll watch what he wants to watch, or he'll work on his computer, or he's doing his own book.
Well, I guess that's a good thing to also talk about too. How do you read so much with a partner?
It's what did you call it? Parallel play.
Parallel play.
Yeah.
That's what Maddie calls it.
Yeah. So it was, yeah,
if she'll listen.
He's doing his thing and I'm doing my thing. We're in the same room together. And every now and then he'll say, hey, do you have a second? And we'll talk for 5 minutes. And then he goes back to his thing and I go back to my thing.
And the noise doesn't bother you. You can read what's on the page.
It depends. It depends on the book and it depends on what the noise is that I'm hearing. I mean, sometimes I'll say, don't be offended. I'm going to go in the other room. Yeah. You know, you do what you want to do. I'm doing what I want to do. But most of the time it doesn't bother me.
It takes like a few minutes to like get in the zone. But then once you're in the zone of your reading, like you don't even hear background
don't
noise,
even hear it.
Which
yeah.
is wild.
Yes.
You're like so in the flow.
Yeah. And you hear the voices in your head. You hear the characters talking in your head.
Yeah.
It's, I love it.
Yeah.
I love the escape of it.
Yeah. It is a really good escape. Let's see. Opinions on reading the last page / sentence first.
Oh, no.
What is that? I don't know what that really means.
Would you read the end of the book, the very last page of the book before you start the book?
Do people do that?
Yeah, some people do.
Why?
I don't know. I don't want to do that. There was a time in my life, I remember a scene in a movie, When Harry Met Sally, where he would read the last page of the book first. And she said, what are you doing? And he said, what if I die before I get to the end? I want to know what happens.
What a morbid thought.
That was his character. He was kind of a morbid character that way. But I remember thinking, a couple times I did it and I'm like, no, that ruins everything for me.
Yeah.
No, I'm definitely a chronological reader.
Yeah.
I'm not going to. And I rarely skip ahead either. Even if I find something boring and irrelevant, I'm like, there's a purpose to this. Even if I find myself skimming over it, I'm like, no, do it right.
Yeah,
like go back and read it, because authors don't just put wasted words in their book. Like, it's there for a reason.
Iron Flame had a lot of wasted words.
You're right, maybe that's why I lost it. Too many characters in that one.
Yeah, no, and same thing, like the plot just got too like,
yeah,
like what were all these
no
things that she was adding in?
It just, I'm only for, like I said, 30-40 yeah. percent in. It just wasn't clicking with me.
You're not missing much.
Okay.
Zayden and what's her name? Violet.
Their
relationship is exactly the same at the end of Iron Flame as it was in the beginning.
Ugh.
Or the end of.
Is there another book coming?
Yeah. I think there's.
Like 17 more books coming?
I know there's at least 2 more coming.
Okay.
So we're going to have to reread to like remember what's yes. going on.
Speaking of Iron Flame, have you seen. I don't know how often you're on TikTok for book talk at all. Have you seen any of the fan art that people put up on Book Talk
of Iron Flame and stuff?
Of Iron Flame or of any book series?
Yeah.
I find that fascinating.
Me too. I always look up characters.
Yes. I do really enjoy that, and the talents that some of these people, I know it's all AI,
a lot of
computer
AI,
generated
yeah.
or whatever, but I'm like, this is really cool.
Yeah.
To put a face to it. Now sometimes I'm like, no, that's not the face that I had
yeah.
in my head, but I can get behind it.
I always look it up. But, I like the visual.
Yeah. Yeah. But then I know I'll be disappointed. Like if the show comes out, I'm like, they're not going to look anything like that.
Yeah.
Because these are AI people. These aren't real people.
Yeah. A lot of the times when I'm done a book, I'm like, oh, they really need to make this into a movie. Like every book I read, I'm like, I want to see it in a movie.
Yeah. But you know, you'd be disappointed.
Yeah. I would always. Well, you know what? I wasn't disappointed with, what's the one where the crawdads sing? I loved the movie.
Yes. I did too.
A lot of people didn't.
I liked it.
I thought it followed the book
Didn't we say the main character?
She was tan in the book.
Yeah.
So her
she had a completely different skin
complexion
tone.
Was,
yeah, was
way
off.
Different in yeah. the movie.
Yeah.
So that was.
But she did. The actress did a great job.
Yeah. Loved the. Like, I still loved the movie.
Yeah.
But
it was.
It
good.
Just wasn't how I pictured Kaya
right.
to look.
Right.
But everyone else is pretty spot on.
Yes. I would agree.
Yeah.
I loved it. That was a good book.
It was good.
That was a good book.
Will you ever write a book?
Write a book?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No.
Do you want me to write a book?
Yeah, I would read it.
What would I write?
Whatever you want. You could write about Sea Isle. We did talk about this in Santa Barbara. Frankie's Big Journey.
Children's book.
Children's
yes.
book. So you could write about Frankie.
Frankie's Big Adventure. Yeah.
I wish Frankie was up here.
We could get him up here.
We could get him up here. And then he'd pee.
Yeah, then he will pee.
Well, this was your first podcast and now you're done.
We're done?
We're done.
That's, is that all the questions?
Well, we pretty much covered everything and okay. a lot of the questions were repeats.
Okay.
There wasn't much that we didn't touch on that people wanted to know.
Okay.
Is there anything you want to say?
No, thanks for having me on. This was fun.
Isn't it fun?
Yeah.
Don't you think we should start a boring podcast?
We could.
We and could totally start we'll
just
a boring
talk about
podcast.
Books
and being and bored.
Cooking.
Yeah, we could talk about so much.
Yeah. Maybe we should do one of these while we're baking one day or while we're downstairs cooking. We'll yeah. do a book rehash.
Well, because I got those little microphones.
Oh, yeah.
That we can just put on and the audio sounds really good.
Okay.
So we can do a portable pod.
We'll do that.
Well, thanks so much for coming on Manifest,
Thank
Mom.
You for having me.
You're welcome.
So fun.
You don't have anything public for people to follow in terms of like books?
No, okay. I don't. Well, my Goodreads.
Do you want your
People can follow me on my Goodreads
okay,
to
what
see
is it?
Everything I read.
Yeah.
It's my name, isn't it?
I don't know what it is.
Isn't it just my name?
I don't know. My mom's pretty tech savvy.
How come you don't know? My profile.
I think Sarah's your only follower, right?
Yeah, my cousin. Yeah, my niece, Sarah.
It's Karen DeSimone, and it says one friend, one follower. So if it is my mom, and it's her on the beach, the picture. And yeah. And her bio is apparently reading is my new hobby.
That's right.
That's a perfect bio. Okay, so yeah, follow my mom on Goodreads at Karen DeSimone, and I'll keep you guys updated on that book journal that I'm gonna make for her.
Yeah, I want it.
Yeah, I'll keep you guys updated. All right, Mom, thank you.
Thanks.
Love you.
Love you too.
Bye, guys. Bye. Selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow every step of the way. So whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever it is that you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify also helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And you can also sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, which is your AI-powered all-star. I love Shopify, and it's also really cool to see that my favorite brands that I frequently shop from also use Shopify. It really just shows like how reliable of a source and site Shopify is. It really can scale your business whether you're only selling a few products or you're selling massive amounts of products. It really is such an amazing site, and I would recommend it to anyone. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. They're actually the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/manifest, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/manifest now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't actually to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, then you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to the Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things that I love about Indeed is how it makes hiring really easy. I tend to find that I need different positions hired, like a marketing manager or someone for community, and I've been able to put exactly what I need on Indeed and get the exact candidates that I need right away, and from then I can make the best decision for me. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.